What restrictions are on a junior driver's license? A junior driver's license is considered a provisional license.
The Commissioner of Motor Vehicles may take your license away if you show that you are an unsafe driver through your actions. Your license may also be taken away if your parent or guardian withdraws their permission for you to drive.
While holding a junior driver's license, you cannot operate a vehicle in the course of your employment for 1 year following the issuance of the junior driver's license. For example, an individual cannot act as a pizza delivery person, driver, until they have had their junior driver's license for 1 year or until they reach the age of 18, whichever comes first. While holding a junior driver's license, an individual may not carry passengers for hire. During the first 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual is restricted to driving alone.
Passengers are permitted only if there is a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older riding in the front seat. If one of those individuals is in the vehicle, there is no restriction on the number of passengers. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts.
During the second 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual may begin transporting family members. After holding a junior driver's license for 6 months, there is no restriction on the number of passengers they can transport in the vehicle.
However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts.
A person shall not use any portable electronic device while operating a motor vehicle. This includes reading and the manual composing or sending of electronic communication, including text messages, instant messages, and emails.
Portable electronic devices include, but are not limited to, cellular telephones, personal digital assistants, PDAs, tablets, iPads, and laptop computers.
Questions and answers about driver's licenses. Who can get a driver's license? A driver's license is issued to eligible individuals 18 years of age or older who pass the required examination.
This license allows a person to drive any non-commercial vehicle except a school bus or motorcycle.
To drive a school bus or ride a motorcycle, additional examinations are required.
How do I get a driver's license if I have a valid learner's permit? 1. Make an appointment for an exam. 2. Have a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older with you. The license of any accompanying driver must be valid at the time of application. 3. Have a vehicle that is clean and in good mechanical condition with a valid inspection sticker. Be sure the emergency parking brake is working properly. 4. Proof of current and valid automobile insurance is required by Vermont law. The proof must state the name of the insurance carrier, effective and expiration dates of coverage, name of insured, description of the vehicle including the vehicle identification number. 5. Proof of valid registration for the vehicle is required. 6. Your license will be issued after you pass the road test and pay the fees. How do I get a driver's license if I have a valid license from another state? When a new Vermont resident applies for a Vermont driver's license and possesses a valid out-of-state license or an out-of-state license that has been expired for 3 years or less, an eye examination will be required. 1. Bring your valid or expired 3 years or less license from your home state and proof of identity. If your home state license is not valid, have someone who has a valid license drive you to the Department of Motor Vehicles. If your license has been expired for more than 3 years, or you do not have an out-of-state license, you will have to take the vision, written, and road tests. Do I need an appointment? Yes. Visit mydmv.vermont.gov to schedule an appointment. All DMV visits are by appointment only. If you are unable to keep the scheduled appointment, please cancel or reschedule your appointment as soon as possible so that we may make the scheduled time available to someone else. Check your insurance card and vehicle registration certificate before arriving at DMV. Note, if you are hearing impaired, an interpreter will be provided if requested at the time of scheduling an appointment. Vermont Relay Service, TTY, is available by calling 711.
Why does the state require driving tests? The tests are used to evaluate the following. Can you read and understand the road signs and lights used on the road? Do you know the laws about driving vehicles in this state? Can you see well enough to drive safely? Do you have the proper driving skills to enable you to be a safe and courteous driver? Do you have any disabilities that may affect your ability to operate your vehicle safely? Will you properly maintain your vehicle so that it will be safe to drive? Are you willing and do you have the knowledge necessary to be a safe and courteous driver? Are you committed to respecting the rights of bicyclists, motorcyclists, and pedestrians as well as other drivers? What are the tests like? 1. Vision test. Using a vision screening device, the examiner will test how well you see. If the results of the screening determine that your vision does not meet the required standards of 20/40, you will be referred to an eye doctor of your choice and expense for further testing. The eye doctor will complete an evaluation to determine if any restrictions should be placed on your driving privilege. The eye doctor must be a licensed optometrist or ophthalmologist.
2. Knowledge test. The knowledge test has 20 questions.
Each question has 4 answers to choose from, of which only 1 is correct. You must answer at least 16 questions correctly to pass the test. If you fail the test, you must wait at least 1 day before taking another one. 3. Road test. The road test will not be given until you have passed all other parts of the test.
Before the examination, you should have at least 40 hours of actual driving experience under the direction of an experienced driver or driving instructor.
At least 5 hours of this should be in traffic. Practically every person of average ability with sufficient practice under the supervision of a good instructor can learn to drive. During the road test, you will not be asked to do anything which is against the law. No tricks will be played on you. You must follow the directions of the examiner who will be riding with you. You will be expected to handle your vehicle with skill, drive at proper speeds according to conditions, and obey signs and rules of the road. No animals are allowed in the vehicle during a road test. If you fail the road test for any reason, you must wait at least 1 week before taking another test.
If you fail a road test 3 times, a minimum waiting period of 1 month is required.
Do I have to furnish a vehicle for the driving test? Yes. The vehicle must be registered and inspected. The state in which it's registered and inspected does not matter. You must have proof of insurance for the vehicle you use. Check your registration certificate, inspection sticker, and insurance card before arriving for the test. Rental vehicles may not be used for road tests unless the rental company provides a letter accepting full responsibility if the applicant takes the road test in the rental vehicle. Vehicles that are displaying dealer registration are not acceptable unless you're an immediate family member of the dealership. No road test will be given in a vehicle displaying agriculture, antique, or exhibit plates because these plates, by law, are restricted in their use.
Condition of the vehicle used in the road test. You will not be permitted to take the driving test unless the motor vehicle you furnished is properly equipped, in good mechanical condition, and properly registered, insured, and inspected. The safe operating condition of the vehicle is the responsibility of the operator. Proper equipment in good mechanical condition includes headlights, horn, windshield wipers, rearview mirror, taillights, tires, steering mechanism, windshield, exhaust system, brakes, fenders, bumpers, and if manufactured or assembled after January 1, 1955, directional signals. Safety belts and defrosters are required in 1964 and later models. No road test will be given in a vehicle that does not have safety belts. Emergency parking brakes must be adequate to hold the vehicle in neutral on any grade on which it is operated, both with the vehicle headed uphill or downhill. Illegal tinting of the front windows of your vehicle is not allowed.